Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The Nashville Entrepreneur Center and the Country Music Association recently accepted a Charleston, South Carolina-based startup into their competitive 2018 Project Music Portfolio program, which is a year-round entrepreneurship program designed to accelerate the success of music-oriented startups. And of course, you want to know who that company is? Well, we have them. Corey Banyan is founder and CEO of AndMe.TV, a Harbor Entrepreneur Center company in Charleston. Corey, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So first of all, give us a background here, history and overview of your company.
Yeah, I'm a huge country music fan. And my whole life, I've been traveling around, going to different concerts and paying tons of money as a fan to go to VIP meet and greet experiences. And I just became fascinated with the fan community and the fan experience. My passions as a music fan and in marketing and tech have all come together to create a new fan experience that we're calling the virtual meet and greet. The idea behind the business was born from a meet and greet experience that fell short. I paid a ton of money to meet my favorite stars and waited in line for hours. I felt like there was a better way to use technology to make this experience more authentic and secure for both the celebrities and the fans.
I guess I'm not real familiar with the whole meet and greet celebrity thing. I did not know that was an industry. Is it more of a country It's more of a country music thing, or is it across all music?
Well, it's actually across all industries, not just music. Most celebrities do host meet and greets for fans. It's part of their revenue stream. People pay anywhere from $200 to $2,000 to meet one of their favorite stars in person. Britney Spears, for example, charges $2,500 a fan to meet her before or after a concert. And so we're taking that VIP experience and meet and greet product that exists in person, and we're bringing that to the online world.
And I'm assuming, since it's virtual and not actual, that you are able to do this at a much lower cost.
Yes, and a big part of it, too, is right now a musician only has two options, to do meet and greets before shows or after shows. And they can only meet so many fans in one room. So before a show, they're trying to get their game face on for a big performance. And after the show, they're exhausted. So we're giving them the ability to engage with fans at any time on the go. It could be from their living room. It could be on the tour bus on their way to a show. It could be in the airport. If one of their flights got delayed, they can get on and start chatting with their fans and make it a part of their fan engagement strategy. Of course, on the fan side, you know, there are some fans that live in all parts of the world that never have a chance to meet one of their favorite celebrities because they're not touring in that town. And so we're making these experiences more accessible for fans everywhere.
And walk us through how the Nashville Entrepreneur Center and the CMA, the Country Music Association, found you.
Actually, I found them, but since I moved to Charleston and started getting involved in the entrepreneurial community here, they really showed me the motto of give first. So I have been helping other entrepreneurs as well build their ideas from scratch. Startup weekend, I got up in front of a crowd of strangers and I pitched my idea in 60 seconds and it got voted in, and I got to participate in a weekend boot camp to build my company with a team of people around me. And so I loved that event so much and I learned a ton that I kept going back and volunteering. And one of the students that I helped during a startup weekend a year later saw Project Music program application pop up in his LinkedIn feed. So he remembered how much I loved music and what I was working on, and he sent that to me. So it kind of came back around full circle, and I travel to Nashville for the Project Music program once a month.
And so is your platform up and running now? Are you signing up celebrities and fans?
Yes. Yeah, so we've been building it since August of last year, and we just announced we're open for business. We're in beta right now, and we are currently signing up our first group of musicians. And then our next plan is to move into the sports industry and the food industry So our platform can be used for all types of influencers and celebrities.
Well, Corey, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much.
Corey Banyan is founder and CEO of AndMe.TV. She joined us by phone from her office at the Harbor Entrepreneur Center in Charleston, South Carolina. And we will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.